Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Detectives say he was using a sword as a shish kebab to cook meat.
Don't buy bigger shorts.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
Okay, rock and roll, bye.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we got a story from the great state of Oregon. That's right, the end of the Oregon Trail.
Nice.
Once you somehow make it all the way from east to west to Oregon, you get this story.
Through the...
Yeah, you got to forge the river, obviously, Jones.
Yeah, well, you got to... Yeah,
you'd be crazy not to.
What was the gap out there they had to go through?
Grand Canyon?
Well, maybe.
No,
they had to worm their way through there.
They got a good football team out there.
Who's that, Grand Canyon?
Oh, the Oregon.
The Oregon Ducks.
Yes. Yeah, Gonzo's got them.
Christian Gonzalez bravely predicted them to win the college football playoff. Yep. Yes.
They got a bye coming up, so they won't be playing this weekend, but they'll be in action at some point. But let's go to Oregon, find out what is going on out there.
Someone or multiple people have been vandalizing the City of Bend roundabout artwork.
Okay, so we have a vandalism.
Okay.
There's artwork all around town.
Yep.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
I'm pro that. I also like the guy doing a robot voice for his news for his news hit. That's fine. We all sound different, right? We all have our own unique spin on it.
Yep.
But there's vandalism going on in Oregon.
Someone or multiple people have been vandalizing the City of Bend roundabout artwork, vandalizing them with googly eyes.
Googly eyes.
With googly eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got a little bit of a... Maybe a little bit of a comical...
I see.
Vandal.
If you're watching on twitch.tv,
it's a crime.
W-E-E-I.
It is a crime.
Is it?
You can't just go around sticking googly eyes on artwork.
There's a deer and a mama deer.
Yeah,
made
Bambi,
maybe. Like a bronze statue sort of thing going on.
Good looking statue.
Googly eyes placed on both.
Giant googly eyes where the eyes would be. But they look a little silly, but here we go.
It's statues like the one here on Simpson Avenue that have been the victim of being googly eyed.
Being googly-eyed.
Being googly-eyed.
Yep. It's all fun and games until somebody gets googly-eyed.
The adhesive that's used to do that
really damages the art. So we're trying to get it off quickly to minimize the damage.
The adhesive used on these things is damaging the artwork. So that, so if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, Brian's done a nice job of finding some of these images. So that looks like a giant like globe.
Yep.
And then just two big old eyeballs on there.
Yeah. It looks like they all look like, who was the little paperclip that you would get in like Microsoft Word?
Yeah, Microsoft Word would pop up. He's like, you need any assistance?
Yeah, the eyeballs.
Like, yeah, I do need a little bit of help.
The eyeballs look like a little paperclip guy.
He's like,
there.
What can I do for you? You're like, can you write this paper for me?
So
like,
the issue is the adhesive
compute.
Damaging the artwork?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's out there for like rain, snow, sleet, hail, everything else.
Yeah.
And they're like, this adhesive is ruining
and
these.
It's Oregon. You got elements.
Oh, yeah.
Forest fires.
Oh, wow. Going right to that one.
I thought they had.
There's Clippy.
Is
that Clippy? Yeah, what was his name?
It might have been Clippy.
The paperclip.
Yeah, Clippy.
He wasn't all that helpful, though. He didn't really have
a big help at all. He was more of a hindrance.
I think Oregon.
Yeah, get him out of here.
No, I'm like, I know.
He's not going to do your resume for you.
I know how to double space, Clippy. Get out of here.
Jumps around. He's like, I'm back again. If you want all caps, hit this button.
I don't want that. I know the caps lock. No, Oregon's had like a tsunami warning, I think, recently. They got all kinds of elements there. You can't put a little adhesive?
No, I guess not. People don't like it.
Look at that. We've had eight pieces that have had eyes installed on them and over the past few months.
Installed seems like too big of a word for this. They've just been stuck. They've just
talk about how serious it is. She's laughing during it.
She is having a little laugh.
Yeah, she was not taking it very seriously.
Because I think once you look at the photos, you can't help but chuckle a little bit. Like, it is kind of a funny thing.
Yeah, it's nice. I bet everybody's feeling good about the artwork. You're just walking past it.
You would say victimless crime?
Yes. Yeah.
It's cost over $1,500 to remove that.
Mm. Oh, not so fast, my friend. $1,500 for somebody to take the sticky stuff off. Like, what gig is that?
Nice job.
She's like, there's been eight.
Where was this? Bend, Oregon?
Oregon, yeah, I think Bend.
How many people live in Bend?
Eight.
That's like 50 cents a person. I'd pay that.
There's been eight, like, statues with googly eyes on them.
Yeah.
Where do you come up with $1,500?
Good question. Bend, Oregon has over 100,000.
Don't you take one person, take off the googly eyes, and if need be, take like a little Windex and like call it a day.
Scrape a little goo gone.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
$1,500 they're out.
Or, call me crazy, just leave
they
the
They had to hire 20 people to go look at it.
Wait, is that a real one?
Yeah. All right, giant eyeballs.
We're getting into more treacherous territory, I feel like.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. But
now, the eyes are all in places where you would have eyes, though. They're not going like too far afield.
That's a good point.
Think about it. It could be worse. You could be pasting other stuff on.
This latest one up on twitch.tv now. No, you're totally right about that. Yeah. They look extra googly. Those are some extra googly
They're super
eyes.
Googly, and they're big. Like, they're big googly eyes.
They are.
Assistant City Manager Stephanie Betteridge says the longer that adhesive stays on the art, the more the cost is to remove it.
Another victim of being googly-eyed, the Phoenix statue on Galveston Avenue.
Oh, no. Yeah, not the Phoenix statue on Galveston Avenue.
The Phoenix statue on Galveston.
Oh, boy.
That's like the big bird-looking thing.
Yep.
The Bend Foundation donates the art to the city of Bend, and the city's responsible for the stewardship of it.
Bend?
The city partners with art and public places to make sure that the art is maintained.
I think it's kind of funny. I think it's a little ridiculous.
Kind of funny.
Kind of funny, a little ridiculous.
I'll go with kind of funny, a little ridiculous.
It's also the name of our show. Kind of funny, a little ridiculous.
True.
Locals taking a stroll near Farewell Bend Park, like Jim and Melinda, so they are pro roundabout and the art that comes with them.
I think the googly eyes are, somebody's got a whole lot of extra time.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got a little extra time.
We all have a little extra time.
Not the worst hobby in the world.
I just spent the last 2 days building a Lego car for my
kid.
How'd
that go? There's the Phoenix, I think.
Oh, well, that you can't desecrate that tremendous piece of art.
It looks like a goose with a big goose hook neck and then like a fiery tail. So like where like the back feathers would be, it looks like fire.
Yeah.
And then they're like, let's slap an eyeball on there because it didn't normally have an eyeball on there. No. And now it kind of humanizes it a little bit.
That's a small googly eye, that one.
I think he knew what he was going for. Like, too big, like that's a small little head.
Yeah, too big, you would have made a mockery of the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's tasteful. That one, I think, was tasteful.
I think it's a Christopher Walken copycat. If you've ever seen the SNL skit, the googly eyed gardener.
Yes.
So good he puts googly eyes on the plants because he's scared of plants. So by putting the googly eyes on there, the plants are less intimidating.
That is a good call.
Nice.
The googly eyed gardener.
Yeah.
Google. Not knowledgeable in the damage part, but I love it. I think it brings joy. I love seeing this guy decorated.
So there you go. So she likes it. She's a fan of it. There's what looks like a giant stag with some eyeballs on it.
Yeah, suspect number one. Her.
That's like an eight pointer right there.
The city said it's using its regular maintenance of art funds to repair the $1,500 in damages done to those eight pieces of art.
It's not
Law enforcement is not involved at this point. The city of Bend is bringing the awareness online in hopes the googly-eyed bandit will put an end to the damages.
So you have to worry about the obvious copycat googly-eyed bandits.
There could be more. There could be more out there.
It's dangerous.
Inspiration.
Yeah, it's dangerous. You you bring too much attention to this story.
The
now you got copycats all over Oregon, all over the country.
Did you see the Detroiters with the episode where Keegan-Michael Key is in? And he has all these giant billboards, and they spray paint stuff on all of his billboards. His mouth is wide open in all these billboards, and so they're going to help him.
They put a googly eye in there?
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite. But
you wish
like,
they put a googly eye in
there. Yes. Like every single one of them.
The one with the train driving behind the billboard's the best one.
They like spray painted a whole train, and then like it goes through. It looks like it's one of the better. And they're all every episode's good on that show, but that was one of the better ones.
The city of Bend says they do not condone decorating the statues, even with Santa hats and wreaths, but especially with anything with adhesives, graffiti, or that'll damage the statues. Steelhaugen, Central Oregon Daily News.
Is his name Steelhaugen?
I couldn't understand most of what he said.
Was his name Steelhaugen?
Fairness, those are my crazy eyes.
Look at Jones' eyes.
I do have crazy eyes.
That's true.
I understand I have crazy eyes. That is, those are some crazy eyes going on.
Steelhaugen, Central Oregon Daily News.
Steelhaugen. You're either a news anchor or a quarterback.
Yeah. Or a porno actor.
I was going to say, you're a quarterback on a fictional like high school TV show.
Yeah.
Or college TV show.
Steelhaugen.
Steelhaugen, Central Oregon Daily News.
Central?
He's probably like Steve Hogan in real life.
Yeah.
I'm going to go by Steelhaugen. Like, fine. Nobody cares,
all right,
dude.
Steve.
Pick it. Steve.
Fine, Steve.
Can you go do the googly-eyed story like we told you? I'm going to use my fake name, though, at the end. Like, I don't care.
We don't care. No one's watching.
Steelhaugen, Central Oregon Daily News.
Guys, you hear me say it? You guys hear me say Steelhaugen?
Yeah,
you said Steelhaugen.
Stop making fetch happen. So, I saw him unfamiliar with what town they're in. I thought he said Bend, but he said Bend.
B-E-N-D.
Bend. He did. That is what it was.
Yeah,
he's saying
guess.
Bend.
I don't know.
Central.
I don't know.
Steelhaugen. Okay. Well, I am worried about the copycats. Uh-huh. I hope we don't see that locally.
No.
That would be...
Sticky Bandit, Wet Bandit, Google Guy Bandit.
Google Guy Bandit.
Steelhaugen.
Steel. Steelhaugen.
Okay.
Steelhaugen, Central Oregon Daily News.
That's the madness.
I'm going to use my fake name at the end.
Yeah.
I bet he did it. I bet he's the bandit.
Yeah,
he set up his own stories.
Yeah, he's like, dude,
what was that
nothing.
Jake Gyllenhaal movie? Wasn't that something?
Oh, it's Nightcrawler?
Like, where he was like committing the crimes and then reporting on them.
Oh.
Or you can go with like Bruce Almighty where he used the powers of God to create stories. To
classic Clark Kent. Kent's got another Superman exclusive. How'd you get that?
Throws everybody right off the set.
Peter Parker. Oh, you got a new picture of Spider-Man? Where'd you get that from?
Oh, it's way up in the sky.
Wow, Peter, you're really good at this.
Very fishy.
I just happened to stumble into Spider-Man.
No one else gets any pictures.
Steelhaugen, are you the googly-eyed bandit?
Steve Hogan. That's Steve Hogan. That's not Steelhaugen.
Central Oregon Daily News.
Nice. All right, we're on to you, Steel. It's Madness every Tuesday here on Jones and Keith.